Yasmin's Story, written by Yasmin Abdel-Majid and read by Yasmin Abdel-Majid. Even in hindsight, I'm neither shocked nor disturbed by events of hatred that were aimed towards my communities, which may seem strange. Different people chose to deal with the general onslaught of hatred after 9/11 in different ways. Often, people got angry. As I grew older and I had to negotiate this hatred, I mostly chose to only barely acknowledge it and then look at ways to move beyond the act itself. You could call this a survival mechanism. If I were to think about the injustice too hard, I would wallow in pity and all-consuming anger. These are legitimate feelings when someone attacks your faith and your community, but they aren't useful ones for me. It probably also helped that my parents didn't entertain an us and them rhetoric in our house. To the contrary, there was always discussion of what we needed to do to bring people together, to calm people down. What vigil were we going to attend? What was happening in the conflict zone? When was the next town hall meeting and how could we help? I was brought up by parents who wanted to do everything possible to keep the community intact. After all, we had left our country and community to create a new one here, and we weren't going to let it be slowly taken apart. That perspective is probably an enormous reason I have the outlook I do. At the end of the day, the mosque burning down was a dislocating experience. But we were migrants. We were used to adapting to whatever was thrown our way.